Penguin Random House Audio presents When in French, Love in a Second Language by Lauren Collins. Read for you by Christine Vam.
You are the one for me, for me, for me, formidable. But how can you see me, see me, see me, see me noble? Je ferais mieux d'aller choisir mon vocabulaire pour te plaire dans la langue de Molière.
Charles Aznavour. For me, formidable. Chapter 1. The Past Perfect.
Le plus que parfait.
I hadn't wanted to live in Geneva. In fact, I had decisively wished not to. But there I was. Plastic ficuses flanked the entryway of the building. The corrugated brown carpet matched the matte brown fretwork of the elevator cage. The ground floor hosted the offices of a psychiatrist and those of an iridologue, a practitioner of a branch of alternative medicine that was popularized when in 1861, a Hungarian physician noticed similar streaks of color in the eyeballs of a broken-legged man and a broken-legged owl. Our apartment was one story up. The bell rang. Newlywed and nearly speechless, I cracked open the door, a slab of oak with a beveled brass knob. Next to it, the landlord had installed a nameplate, giving the place a look less of a home than of a bilingual tax firm. A man stood on the landing. He was dressed in black.